This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. It's Mark with you.
And the captain.
So, we have been talking tonight about homeschooling. We've had a lot of calls about a lot of different topics, but, you know, homeschooling's been the main thing. And a lot of Americans have been introduced to homeschooling over the last course of the last couple of months because they've got kids. And pretty much no kids are going to school.
Right.
I don't even know how boarding schools, I'm curious, did they continue to stay where they were?
Yeah, I don't know. And how do you social distance that? I've seen some very creepy pictures of schools where there are children on a playground where they are distanced from each other.
Chalk outlines
of 10 feet.
They can't go any further than their square.
Yeah, stay in your little bubble and you can't.
Bizarre.
Yeah, it's
you can't bounce a ball back and forth because you're touching it. It was a strange time, but I'm wondering, like, a boarding school could potentially say, look, the outside students have to stay home. We'll come up with online solutions for them, but you know, our boarding students are here, and everybody wants to stay here. We're going to stay here and continue to do the things that we do. I don't know. I'm curious about that, but I wanted to talk about some of the reasons that people do homeschool, because I think a lot of parents had experience.
The voluntary variety, not the government mandated variety.
Right. A lot of parents they experience homeschooling, but maybe they're concerned about what it takes to do it. Because we did this at my house for years.
Right.
And only recently did my son this last year go to school, because he wanted to go to school. And it was a private school. And he, of course, spent 3/4 of the year there and a quarter of the year out. So some of the reasons that people do homeschool, and we saw that religious reasons tended not to be the number one reason, was the high cost of private school. So you want your kid to have a better education. Most people will say that a private school is going to provide the best education.
Yeah. My experience was, my family was incredibly broken. I've several, multiple, I don't know, maybe as many as 5-6 sets of parents, depending on how you look at it. And I had the privilege or disprivilege, depending on your perspective, of going to multiple schools in multiple geographic locations. I went to a rural school, public school. I went to an in-city school. I went to a full-on religious private school for less than a year, but still, I got to experience that. My experience, and this is just personal experience, so don't infer facts or evidence, but my experience was the private school was exactly the same as public school, with the exception that we got chocolate milk instead of white milk during our little break times or whatever.
Nice.
And then there was also the religious aspect of the schooling. So there was prayer in class. You know, there were sermons, if you will, contained within the schooling that don't happen in the public schools. But outside of those two things, it was exactly the same.
I went to a private school and a public school, and I went to private school from kindergarten through 8th grade, and then public school from 9th to you know, whatever. And my experience was that the teachers seemed to care more. Likely what happened was is you'd been bounced around so much, you know, and were probably pretty cynical by the time that you got to the government, well, or the public school.
I started in the public schools and mainly went to public schools. I only went to the one private school, and that was the difference that I found was, there's prayer, there's a bunch more mentions of Jesus here.
I didn't see a lot of difference either.
And there's chocolate milk. That was like the main takeaways that I had.
As the kid, I didn't see a lot of differences, but I can tell you as an adult, I was on the dean's list in 8th grade, and I flunked out of 2 classes by 9th grade. I couldn't tell you why, but what my supposition is that the teachers had no expectation that I was going to succeed. It just didn't matter.
Right.
At the private school, I was going to do my homework, and I was going to be successful because I was capable of it, and they knew it. I had gone there from kindergarten through eighth grade. You know, each teacher talks to the next teacher. They're like, "Yeah, this one might be hard to get him to work, but when he does, he could do it."
Right.
And I think that's what it was for me. I'm just guessing from the
Well, to me, private school has the correct incentive. Public school does not. The correct incentive being, hey, if we as an organization, this is the private school right. that I'm talking about, if we as an organization don't produce results, right, results that the people paying us want us to get, then we'll all be out of jobs, right? So
right.
they have the correct incentive.
The government school is never going out of job.
No, never.
I mean, they're not, you know?
And they have no incentive to treat your child any differently than any other child.
So here's some of the reasons that people going on. There's the high cost of private schools, and it does cost a lot, and you can get a more specialized education at home because it's you teaching your kid.
Yeah.
And it depends on how you look at it. You got to read a few books and kind of get yourself in the right mindset, but, yeah, I think home education is even better than private
education. I don't want to get too far off your topic, but something just popped into my head that I want to mention, and it's called leech industry. This is a concept that I've been working in my mind on for a little while, but whenever the government pops up with some new department or even an old department, it generally spawns an industry that leeches off of it.
Sure.
Right? And in this case, I have seen over the course of my life far more advertisements for private tutoring than I, you know, I mean, like, it feels like the frequency of those has gone up. So
I remember on talk radio, there used to be one called Mathnasium.
Right. And they have all sorts of these things. And so people are sending their kids to public schools and then having to pay for private tutors to get their kids through the public school. And it's my theory that these tutors are doing just enough to get them to pass the tests rather than to assist in actually educating the child.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I would hope they would do do the best job they could. Let's go to Peter calling in from California. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live.
I want to comment on, I've called in the past, my wife is a public school teacher at the moment.
Yes, sir.
But she's
mm-hmm.
also done private school. And mm-hmm. the main difference we've seen out of, she's taught for 23 years, is that there is a big difference because the parents in a private school give a crap about what their kids learn and not learn. Mm-hmm. And then public schools is just kind of a roll of the dice. And so basically, if you're going to take the time and the money to send your kid to private school, obviously the parents care more about the kid's education and always participate more. And that's been our experience.
I agree with you 100%. And that's one of the reasons I said I think everybody's homeschooling. Whether you send your kid to private school, public school, or actually keep them at home and instruct them there, you're all homeschooling because homeschooling simply means sort of parent-directed learning. And you're the one who's responsible. Your kid's too young to be responsible. And depending on how old they are, ultimately they are responsible for their own education, but they're not old enough to be responsible for their own education. So the parent needs to pick up that bandera and ride with it. And the teacher, public or private, is not the one who's ultimately responsible. So if the parent goes and talks to the teacher and is interactive and finds out what they need to do, whether they're public school or private school, their kid's going to do significantly better.
Yeah, my wife has ran into a problem at the public school with parents, and she gets really frustrated. My wife is very, very dedicated, and she gets frustrated because the parents in no way will help the kids, when the kids need the help at home, and it drives her crazy. And one thing we found out with the corona thing going on in the isolation, she's been teaching over the computer.
Right.
You can see the parents that are involved because she'll do 5 or 6 sessions a day, and you'll see which parents have their kids log in, get help. And then the ones that don't log in just frustrates my wife. She's like, man, how do I teach these kids if the parents won't participate in the kids' education? 100%.
And that's the end of the story. The saddest truth of this is that you can, there's very few kids that you can pound that square peg through the hole, through the round hole. If the parents aren't in some way participatory, helping the kid to get it, to encouraging them, to taking a stand that their kid is going to get educated. If they're not taking that, ultimately, there's not much that can be done.
Yeah.
There's really, I mean, it's sad.
I think the only lesson you can teach children is that it's all up to them. Literally.
It is up to them.
It's all up to them. Are you going to be successful or not? Are you going to learn or not? It's all up to you.
Yep. And
boy, that's tough with the little ones.
Little ones, it's just not going to happen with little ones.
We're also in a farming district, so, a lot of the parents, don't speak English at all, so that makes it very difficult to participate in their kids' education. So, in that case, with all the micro...
Thank you for the call, Peter.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DinoVite.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DinoVite.com.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Kevin. No, it's the captain.
We're joking here. My mother, I introduced the captain to my mother, and she's 79. She does not expect people to be called the captain, and she thought his name was Kevin. So there you go.
Kevin Kickass.
She probably thinks it's one of the best nicknames.
Oh, is it spelled Kickass?
God bless her. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450 free as in freedom. I want to tell you about the AMP program. Thank you to Farmer Garrick and all the people who amplify over at amp.freetalklive.com. If you appreciate what we do here at Free Talk Live, there is a simple way to make sure that we can do it for other people. $5 a month. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and what you get is a show that supports freedom in a way that no other show does.
Certainly.
And maybe we support it in, you know, some areas you like and some areas you don't. Look, none of the shows are supporting it in some of the areas you like, so you might as well support Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. Don't forget freedom of speech. Can't you call in on like this on other shows? amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Mike in Gold Bar, Washington. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
So, Mike.
Hey, Kevin and Mark. Nice to hear from you guys tonight. That's pretty funny. Anyway, I had a lot of trouble in school. I was in La La Land, and I had things to do, like think about great things instead of listening to whatever. So it cost me a couple of grades. But I'll tell you what I think. I think it's all about the teacher. And because I had some teachers, like in junior high school, I actually took the seventh grade twice. That's quite humiliating. But anyway, I got some teachers that could pull a B out of me with no, they saw me coming a mile away, and then some teachers just could care less. So I had some really weird teachers, but they got good grades out of me. They did not give them to me. I earned them, but they knew how to reach students. And I think private school, Catholic school, public, and I got a neighbor that's a public school teacher. I wouldn't want my fifth grader near him. For any reason, but that's okay. But I think it's the teacher, and they either should be just like cops, they should be or they shouldn't be. And I think it's pretty much that simple.
Yeah, I think that one of the difficulties, one of the complaints that I've heard regarding public education is that, well, you know, I mean, the protections that teachers' unions provide to good teachers, they also provide to bad teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to get rid of a bad teacher once they've gotten into the system or what, however it works. And
correct.
That's pretty frustrating. Whether it was a private
being
school.
A union,
yeah.
It's like being a union dump truck driver. You can bend as many bumpers as you want. There's another truck for you.
Well, for me,
tomorrow.
For me, Mike, and I'd like your opinion on this. Do you think, like, I don't think grades are any measure of whether or not a student is learning, capable of learning, or learned how to learn. Do you find that grades are an appropriate measurement for children in school?
I think in my case, when I earned a good grade, I think it showed that I was really applying myself, which is really more important than the end result.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not trying, you're not trying. So I think it pulled more out of me as a kid to really work harder and try to stay more focused. And I was able to do that with what I felt today was the fantastic teachers, like three of them. So I think that part of it, no matter what the grade was, I was really trying. And then, of course, I absorbed and learned the information.
What about the seventh, repeating the seventh grade thing? So, you know, here you were, for whatever reason, they attempted to hold, they held you back. Was that, you know, terrible for your school career? Was it beneficial? Because it does seem like some kids who are going to be, say, 13 years old, I don't know how some, 12 years old or whatever a seventh grader is, maybe they're better off with the 11-year-olds than they are with 12-year-olds. I don't know.
Now, I in my case, I realized by the time I went into like high school, like day one when my math was really sharp, I realized I was going to be 20 years old a couple months after I graduated, and I went and got a job, and then I joined the service in a time when you could, and then I got out of the service and became a Teamster. So my life was really great, and I don't think I missed a whole lot in school, especially today when I start watching the American history or, like the American Revolution on the History Channel. And realized I would think differently. If I would have learned that in high school, my whole life would have probably been different because now I have a different outlook on all of it just from that part of history. you know, getting to absorb a little bit of that, going, wow. So,
because you're always learning.
Better than then.
Yep. Thank you for the call, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. I always try to look at systems as, you know, it's trying to accomplish a thing. What is it trying to accomplish? And then how do you measure the results?
Yeah.
Right? When it comes to public schooling, teaching a human being how to learn, I don't think can be measured by their scores on a test.
Well, best I can tell when it comes to school, and unfortunately we've pointed out why here on the air, public school tends to be the lowest common denominator because, you know, they're forced to take the kids that the parents don't want to spend the money, like the whole issues, right? And what they end up being is, as I've said many times on the air, middle class welfare babysitting day prisons.
Yes.
And I say middle class welfare because it's not just poor people that send their kids to government school.
Right.
Middle class people send their kids there too.
Yeah.
And it's the only kind of welfare they'll accept.
Right.
They wouldn't accept welfare of any other sort, but they'll accept that kind.
Right.
Babysitting day prisons, the purpose of sending them to school, as we've, you know, discussed here, homeschooling could exist within an hour and a half every day at home. You don't need to send a kid for 8 hours
right.
to school. What's the purpose of it? It's because it's a babysitting day prison. Day prison? They can't leave.
Right.
There's literally people walking around the hallways. There's, you know, school resource officers, metal detectors, all kinds of stuff.
Yep. And they get at least one meal, sometimes two, depending on the school.
Right. Let's go to Dale calling in from Daytona. Dale, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing? I've taught in the public school system for 35 years.
Thank you.
In a great school here in Daytona.
It wasn't in Deltona, was it?
No, it wasn't in Deltona. You know all about that, huh?
I do. I lived in Deltona.
What made the school great?
I'm sorry?
What made the school great? You said it was a great school.
Parents were involved. College-bound kids, parent. When you called the parent, 9 times out of 10, you got some results. However, something y'all haven't touched on, but I do want to talk about homeschooling for a second because I'm involved in that as well. But the smartphone ruined education. Period. There's no question about it. It just ruined kids.
How so?
Yeah. They can't function without it. They're addicted to it, and if they can't find it on Google, they can't think about how to get to that point as far as...
If you can find it on Google, though, I mean, that shows some level of... I mean, that's how I find out information on stuff.
Yeah, I got to admit, that's how I've had most of my career in a job was just like, oh, how do I do this? Let me Google it.
Dale, I want to talk to you. Hold the line here, okay?
Yep.
Thanks. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, here on Free Talk Live, or you can use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A memorial service for George Floyd was held in North Carolina. Floyd's family and friends remembered his life in the North Carolina town where he was born.
I've seen what's going on in this country, and though my family has been saddened by the news, this is just an allergic reaction to an ongoing issue in the United States. Just like the coronavirus, police brutality has yet to find a cure.
Four former Minneapolis police officers are charged in connection to his murder. President Trump wanted a much bigger security presence in D.C. than he actually got. the president told his Secretary of Defense, Attorney General, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff that he wanted to put 10,000 active duty troops into the streets on Monday morning after a weekend of violent protests. That demand came during a contentious meeting in the Oval Office, and members of the president's cabinet pushed back. This is USA Radio News. Denver Broncos GM John Elway speaks out on racism. USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
John Elway said he's no longer standing on the sidelines and is joining with the players, coaches, and the organization in speaking up against racism, police brutality, and any injustice against the black community. The comments from the Denver Broncos general manager came in a lengthy Twitter post at the end of a rough week in which his head coach, Vic Fangio, drew widespread condemnation for suggesting that he didn't see any racism or discrimination in the NFL. Fangio apologized. A day later, several Broncos players and coaches are expected to gather for a march and speeches at the state capitol in downtown Denver. Elway went on to say he fully supports his players using any platform to call for change, and he suggested that sports can be much more than a distraction at this difficult time, and that we can all be part of the solution. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind this evening. We've been mostly talking about homeschooling, because homeschooling's been a thing that's affecting a lot of families these days. And I think we've got all the crash course. And so I want to get, you know, I just want to have a chance to talk to you as a homeschooling parent for many years. I want to tell you about what it's like, what are some of the advantages and disadvantages, because I think a lot of parents are going to want to try it. Going on here, and I think a lot of other parents probably should.
Well, some of the reactions that I've seen just from people that I know and social media and that kind of a thing is when parents see what the teachers do with their classes and how they do it, particularly when they have to adjust to like a conference call or a Zoom session or whatever, where they have, you know, 15, 20 kids at a time doing these things, they realize, oh, that's what they're doing? Oh, well, I would do things differently if I were them, and you have the opportunity to do so with homeschooling.
That's one of the main reasons that people homeschool, is to have the opportunity to do it differently. I want to tell you about Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a website that we were involved in the creation of and the marketing of, and Liberty.menu is a tool for our community, and it's basically a directory for events, businesses, and digital content. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network aspect, so you can connect and share with others. Use Liberty.menu. It's exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. Since it's free, that's all we can give you. Liberty.menu, coupon code FTL. Let's go back to Dale, calling in from Daytona. Dale is a former public school teacher, and he wanted to talk about homeschooling. Go ahead, Dale.
Correct. Well, I was a public school teacher, but we homeschooled our daughter starting in kindergarten. We homeschooled her all the way through. I can tell you that homeschooling is not persistent. It is hard work from day one to day, whatever, whenever you stop. It's not for everybody. We developed a homeschool curriculum for elementary Spanish programs.
Can you tell us why you decided to homeschool if you're a public educator? Why would you decide to homeschool your own children?
More for religious reasons, more okay. than anything. Again, I had good experiences in my own life in public school, and I taught in a good school, so that wasn't going to be an issue. It was just that we thought that we could do a better job at home than a lot of people are doing in the public schools. But one gentleman called in a little while ago, hit it right on the head. The teachers are either teachers or they're not. Your parents are naturally teachers. I mean, that's the way they're made, is to be teachers, whether or not they pursue that avenue or not.
I have a theory on that one.
Every day.
I have a theory on that, Dale, and I think it's genetic, right? Like,
oh,
so
yeah.
We have a sort of a way of listening and being and understanding where we pass that on genetically
Absolutely.
To our children, and therefore we can communicate to them in a way that nobody else can communicate to them. And
Absolutely.
I'm not talking about step-parents, and step-parents can't, teachers can't, adopted parents can't. I'm adopted, by the way, and this is where I kind of got the theory from, is that I'm adopted, and, you know, poor Patsy had some hard times back there when I was in school because she just couldn't communicate to me on that sort of basic level, that below verbiage that perhaps a biological parent could.
Well, what I always tell parents, and we go to all the major homeschool conventions literally all over the country, and I speak at a lot of them, don't try to bring the schoolhouse into your house.
Okay.
That's the number one thing. You can't do it that way.
What do you do?
Well, it's just different. Like you said earlier, you can get done in a couple hours what
yeah.
takes them all day to go in school doing.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is find the way that kid learns. That's why homeschool conventions have always been so great, is that you can go and look at 10 different math curriculums and then you say, that's the one John's going to be able to learn with.
Yeah.
So you can choose that curriculum.
And every kid, I think everybody had this experience where the teacher's like, show your work, right? And
right.
They say that for good reasons. It so that they can, you know, go through and understand what you're doing and that kind of thing. Whereas a parent.
They know that you're not cheating.
Well, that too, probably.
They know that you're not cheating.
But, you know, with my son, I'm like, you know, skip ahead, absolutely, and
yeah.
I'll show him little tricks for doing things.
Exactly. Can you figure that out in your head? And I teach Spanish. I taught Spanish in school, and actually, I still
teach bueno.
live classes online for high school credit for homeschool kids. So I have kids from all over the country. It's live, which is much different. A lot of things are going virtual, but live and interactive is completely different. It can be done, but it is not, you know, it's not for the lighthearted. You need to work hard at it, and they need to want to do it, and it's not for everybody. But parents need to know that it's available to them. You know, it is. And I also want to say, I appreciate you guys, though. I listen to you a couple hours a week, generally, and I don't agree with 80% of what you say.
Wow.
But
you still listen. That's great. Thanks.
Because you always have, you always learn. And again, if we could learn that there are some things that we can agree on, like people having the right to homeschool their own children if they
yeah.
want to do that, you know, we got to find the things that we can agree on and not so worry so much about the things that we don't agree on.
I'm curious if
I think it's a fundamental issue.
I'm curious if the caller has ever read any of John Taylor Gatto's work.
No. How do you spell the last name?
Gatto. It's John Taylor Gatto. He is sadly
in Spanish. He's Gatto. He's a cat,
yeah.
man.
Sadly, he's no longer among the living. but he has written an incredible book called The Underground History of American Education. I think it is a must-read for any educator or former educator.
I think he was the Teacher of the Year for the state of New York.
Several years. Yeah. He was generally considered to be. His results were amazing, and what he did is he sort of flipped the system on its head, and then he wrote a bunch of books about it. So I highly recommend his work.
Just look at the movie. I mean, it's still a great movie. Stand and Deliver.
Stand and Deliver.
Pretty much a true story for the most part. They touch it up some, but
they had to shrink it down and make it fit in 2 hours.
The most unorthodox way of teaching, and nowadays could never do it because he used humiliation and sarcasm and all that. You're really not allowed to do that in public school.
Yeah, I always sort of equated it to the Sweat Hogs. Do you remember the?
I can't remember the
name of the show. Welcome back, Cotter.
Yeah,
man.
Mr. Cotter.
and Vinny Barbarino and
Freddie Boom Boom.
I don't remember the whole thing, but I enjoyed it as a kid.
That was a great show.
These characters, I just thought they were great. They're in New York City. Thanks for the call, Dale. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
I can't let a show about education go by without mentioning John Taylor Gatto. He's a huge influence of mine. And I just wanted to read this quote from his book, Weapons of Mass Instruction. I've concluded that genius is as common as dirt. We suppress genius because we haven't yet figured out how to manage a population of educated men and women. The solution, I think, is simple and glorious. Let them manage themselves.
I was talking to my son today. We were going on a walk, a hike, if you will, and I was just talking to him about intelligence and what my thoughts were. Because, you know, he'd gotten upset about something, and his friend was, you know, not thinking the way he wanted to think. And I'm like, look, there's different types of intelligence out there. And I went through a few, you know, like being able to spell is a type of intelligence. Mm-hmm. Being able to hit 110-mile-an-hour pitch is a type of intelligence, whether you want to look at it like that or not.
Right.
You're using your central nervous system. You know, whatever. Doing well on an IQ test, certainly a type of intelligence. But there's lots of different types of intelligence. And I may agree with Mr. Gatto that a genius is as common as dirt. Because you're good at something.
Yes.
And you can learn something.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that might be. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, final segment. The possibility exists that I can squeeze you in, so I'll give the number one time here. 855-450-3733. And just a caller earlier this evening wanted to make sure that we were clear on what numbers they were. So if you're calling from a regular landline, you need to use a 1 before that 855.
Or a rotary phone.
They exist. So it's a toll-free call. This is the old-fashioned toll-free call. But the 855, we were able to get 3733, which spells out free. So 855-450-3733. So 450-3733. Let's go to, well, let's go try Rob out here, who's calling in on the Discord line, but I'm not entirely sure. He's having a little microphone issue, so we'll do our very best here. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Rob. Hey, you okay now?
Yeah, not really, but spit it all out in one go.
I just wanted to give an anecdote about I heard about it on the show, and I just look it up on the computer while I was at work, go to their website.
What was the anecdote about?
United States Postal Service.
What was the anecdote about?
Inter.
Still don't know what you're saying. All right, buddy. I'm sorry.
Dropping in and out.
Yep, just not going to work out tonight. All the best. Let's go.
Only the best here at Free Talk Live.
Yeah, let's go and let's hit some of our callers here. Dan in Tallahassee. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm enjoying your show. Our station carries you for Saturday, and I wanted to hear one of your sponsors' ads that I missed the address, and so I went to Free Talk Live on Sunday and watched it on Twitch, which I find very interesting. You guys actually look normal.
We sound like raving lunatics, but we look normal.
Or anything, but you know, I'm just amazed that you do. And anyhow, my computer just crashed, so I'm just on a regular landline. Anyhow, I had a couple of questions. We homeschooled all our children, 9 of them, and I agree with one of your callers that called in that we'd be a lot more relaxed if we had it all to do from the very beginning again.
Yeah.
We had a tendency to bring the public school home, and it was a mess, you know.
Mm.
Figuring you had to teach every subject for 8 hours, you know.
Right.
It was crazy.
We never did that because my son got one of those sort of your baby can read things. I think it was called Baby Reading Kit, and... they were a sponsor here on the show. And so he started very early, probably before 18 months old. He could read some, you know, colors on flashcards and these kind of things. And because he would learn when he felt like learning and that sort of thing, we just kind of understood that we could teach short periods of time per day. They don't have the attention span when they're really young, so you got to keep the lessons down to, a few minutes.
No, that's amazing because boys, I find, are a little bit slower on reading.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they finally learn, they sometimes become voracious readers. But and I would take the older boys with me on my jobs. You know, I'm a specialty contractor and also a home builder, and so by the time they're ready for graduation, they could usually do 3 or 4 trades. Get jobs in that matter. So kids can learn a lot. But I had a question I wanted to ask you first before you hit the button that you kill everything. I want to know
I hope Mark doesn't have access to the button that kills everything.
You don't give me the access to that button, Dan.
Well, the author of that book, Underground History of American Education, it sounded like you said John Taylor. And I couldn't tell if it was ghetto, gatto, or grotto, or what.
G-A-T-T-O, gatto, G-A-T-T-O. I don't know if it's pronounced ghetto or gatto.
Okay, that's what I mean. I just wanted to, I'm very interested in that book, because all my kids are grown. My youngest is like 22 now, and he's getting married, you know, in August. And also, one more question, and I'll let you go, but I've enjoyed this immensely. What is the name of your four-legged friend that you have there?
Oh, you guys are watching the video. Thank you for the call, Don. Appreciate it. I don't have my glasses on, so I don't know if it's Don or Dan. I just can't tell.
I think it was Dan.
And, that's Jazzy, the studio beast. Jazzy is an old girl, but she's been on the show since the very beginning.
She may be the greatest dog in all of radio history.
Yeah. Let's go to Jeremy calling in from Washington. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I was just calling in listening to you guys about the public school systems.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a single father. Had my daughter's full custody for a little over 8 years, so I've been a part of the school system in and out, making sure they get a good job. And what I've found with most of their friends is kids aren't graduating because the school works hard or poor teachers. I found they're not graduating, getting it done because of school boring and problems at home.
Yeah.
Has been more the issue.
I think that a lot of people, the number one reason that people homeschool is because they can control the environment better. They can't control the environment in the public school, even in the charter schools.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's that. I mean, these schools, in a lot of cases, they've got to have 20 kids, 25 kids, sometimes 30 kids in a classroom, and it's too much, and it doesn't work. And I think you're absolutely right. It's home life in a lot of cases, and it's just fear. One can't, if one has a bad home life or one is being bullied at school, you're in a state of terror. One cannot learn in a state of terror.
You're right. I think it's going to be, you know, whatever which way your student or child wants to go, because, you know, yes, keeping them home gives them the better education in the long run, but yet we deny them those experiences of meeting, social interaction, being able to cope in an environment, you know, publicly speak. Being comfortable in their own shoes in a group of people, which homeschool does not provide either.
A lot of homeschools have groups, right? So they can address a lot of those issues that you're talking about. But yeah, homeschoolers are very aware of these issues that of which you speak, and they are important, and they try to address them, and they have different systems for addressing them. You know, what I would say is that some people think that you know, bullying and violence in school is good because it's a form of socialization.
No, none of that's ever good.
Yeah, and what I would say is that, look, I've never been at a job where I would accept somebody bullying me in the office. If I did, I'd go to the, you know, first I'd talk to them, and if I couldn't get anywhere with them, then I would go to the boss, and if I couldn't get anywhere with him, then I'd quit, you know? And this is the thing you can't do at school, is you can't quit.
I mean, you might be the best candidate for the job, but if you can't, you have a problem, like, interacting socially with the person that's interviewing you because you're uncomfortable, you know, being in front of new people that you haven't been used to, you know, that's going to be working in your against you as well.
You're absolutely right, Jeremy. I'm sorry, Jeremy, I'm going to have to let you go. Go to John real quick here in Minnesota. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. About 10, 15 years ago, I ran across a place in St. Paul, Minnesota. The name of it on the business said, Learn to Learn Solutions.
Mm.
And I was riding my bike, and I turned around, and I went back, and I read the sign again, Learn to Learn Solutions. And I said, man, I'm going to go in there, because I didn't even know how to read very well. When I went to school, I couldn't even read. In fact, I couldn't even write my name until I was 7 or 8 years old, because I didn't know how to do it. But if the teachers knew how to teach, if the student has to learn to learn.
Right.
And I thought that was so good. I thought that'd be a fantastic franchise to get into, you know, because how many students go to school and come home and don't know anything?
A lot. It's surprising the number of people. What did they do that made it so that you could learn to learn?
Well, they have. I didn't get in there too much because it was mostly mothers with their kids. And then the husband was looking at me like I wanted to meet his wife. She's a very nice looking lady. I said, I want to get any literature you have. And he says, go look it up on the internet. I don't do internet, but I think what they do is they talk to the parents and the students to try to figure out what type of, if they learn from doing or learn from, I don't know, different ways.
Reading and being told and a variety of types of learners. Yeah,
visual,
cool,
tactile,
John.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think that it helps to find that your specialized type of learning. David in New Mexico. Quick.
Yeah, quick. I'm just celebrating the hopeful demise of Sheriff Darren White on the radio at KKOB Radio. He's been off and on. And there's more to the story, but you're out of time. But, Darren White was with Gary Johnson when Gary Johnson was governor of New Mexico. He was a drug czar in New Mexico. Now he sells marijuana. He's got...
Oh, God. Here you are. FreeTalkLive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.